without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Would help if I turn up the volume here. Welcome back to the show here, and we're talking about $700,000 of taxpayer money has gone to a New York theater company to come up with a play that demonizes climate change. Oh my goodness, the climate can't change! Yeah, actually it does. It always has. It always will. The climate has never, ever stayed the same in 4.5 billion years. This is pure political horsepucky. To take something that happens naturally, declare it a crisis, and then force you to buy a solution from the political leaders. That's what this is. Climate change is supposed to happen. Most of it's driven by the sun and orbital variations of the Earth, two phenomena that are completely beyond the control of our technology. We have as much chance of changing the climate on the Earth as we have of standing down there by the Gulf of Mexico with a bunch of rattles and beads and praying to the voodoo gods to keep the oil from washing up on the shore. Not going to happen. This is just snake oil. We are in the medicine show phase of America's history. Our political leaders ride into town on a wagon with all kinds of painted pictures on it. They crank down that back platform. They do a little song and a dance show and, you know, about, you know, all the horrible things that are going to happen to you out there if you don't buy Doc Mike's, you know, make it all good snake oil. And you pay your 10 cents for the bottle, and you get the bottle, and you drink it, and the snake oil salesman skedaddles before you realize there's nothing in that bottle but pepper and water. And that's exactly what's going on here. The United Nations, IPCC, Hadley CRU, all these universities who got all these research grants, they were told, make the case for human-caused global warming, because that is the key to selling a global carbon tax that will fund the global government. Well, I don't want a global government. Every time I hear the phrase global government, I think that's what Adolf Hitler wanted. That's what Alexander the Great wanted. That's what the pharaohs wanted, up until Ramses II lost to the Hittites. That's what Napoleon wanted, what Attila the Hun wanted, what the Roman Caesars wanted. Every 50 to 100 years, we are cursed with a sociopath or group of sociopaths who want to stand on the top of a pyramid built to their own glory and say, I'm the king of the world. And global government is always a wonderful deal if you are that global government. But for everybody else, it is poverty, taxation, and subjugation. I mean, if you look at this Agenda 21 stuff coming out of the United Nations, they're talking about United Nations control over every aspect of your life. What you eat, what you breathe, how much water you can have, how much electricity you can have, what you can see, hear, and read. This global government is being brought about with deception and fraud, and that alone tells you right there that a global government that is brought about by fraud and deception can never allow freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of inquiry, or freedom of ideas. It'll be the world's greatest tyranny simply to protect itself, and it will never allow real democracy out of fear that it would be voted out of existence by the people. It's like our own elections. We get to vote for column A or column B. We don't get a none of the above, which is what most of us would like right now. That's what I want to see on the ballot. Neither of you, none of you get the job, go away and leave us alone. That's what the American people really want right now. So, it's just frustrating to just see all these people who want to become rulers of the world for their ego and vanity. And they're going to be just like Barack Obama, who doesn't really care what's happening in the world. He just wants to look good. We'll be right back.
Part Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about the push for global government. And basically, there is no reason to expect a global government to be any less evil and vile than what we have here at the national level. In fact, it's going to be worse because there will be no competition. At least here in the United States, we ostensibly have the Democrats and the Republicans sort of bouncing off each other over which is the lesser of two evils. And while the lesser of two evils is still evil and a stupid way to run a country, they sort of kind of hold each other a little bit in check. Not sufficiently, or we would not be in the mess that we're in right now. But a one-world global government where there is no other party, there is no alternative, will have no reason not to give vent to their instincts to control everything. And they're starting out talking about controlling everything. What you're allowed to eat, what you're allowed to drink, just keep you in a state of abject dependence on the government. We will feed you. We will water you. We will harvest you, just like the farm animals that we are turning you into. I was seeing a show the other day on H.G. Wells, and what an incredible visionary he was. And if you ever get a chance, you ought to go back and read his original books. Because the movies that are made from them do not do them justice. Because they don't get into the insights and the psychology, which is really what Wells brilliance was all about. It wasn't just the technology and everything going along. It was what made people work and how they reacted to it. And in the Time Machine, he talks about the human race splitting into two different species. You know, the wealthy controllers of everything and a subservient population called the Eloi that are just, they wind up being food animals. And we're not as far away from that as you might think. Even back in the 1920s, Andrew Carnegie and his ilk actually viewed the super wealthy as a distinct species from the rest of humanity. That their natural superiority is what justified their rapacious greed and avarice and desire to control all around them. Andrew Carnegie's educational foundation that he funded had as its agenda to reduce the American standard of education from what it was during colonial times to the bare minimum needed to produce useful workers. We've gone a long, long way toward doing that. Are the rich and powerful feeding on us? Not directly, no. Not unless you count the organ trafficking rings that we're seeing crop up all around the world. But is not taxation a form of ritualistic, symbolic, abstract cannibalism? I mean, we only have so much life to us. We only have so much life energy. And if we're spending half that life working in servitude to the rulers, then that's a theft of what makes us alive. That's a theft of our time and our life energy. They're feeding on our life. They're not eating us and consuming us completely, but how much difference would, like, the mythical image of the vampire that, you know, is sucking your blood off, and then he goes away and he comes back and he sucks a little more, and he goes away and comes back and sucks a little more. They're stealing life in order to play their little war games and build their palaces and their temples. And they see themselves as separate and distinct. That's one of the reasons why you will have people like Barack Obama, who is out there worried about the semblance of a peace process and clearly does not actually care what's happening to the people on the ground in Palestine, or for that matter, what happens to Americans in the Mediterranean or down on the border to Mexico. They don't count. They're not of the elite. They're not of the Morlocks. They're just Eloi. They're disposable. We don't have to care about them individually and singly. They're just, you know, we only get worried if we lose enough of them to drastically affect our military readiness and our tax base. Now, with a mindset like that, that Obama has displayed in this letter to Netanyahu, I would suggest that we need to be very much on the lookout for massive, massive vote fraud this election. Because Obama knows that in an honest election, the Democrats are going to lose the House of Representatives. They're going to come close to losing the Senate. They're not going to have a clear majority there. It's going to come really close to a 50-50. And that means Obama's agenda is hamstrung for the rest of his term. And he can't swindle you out of your votes by waving illegal immigrants at you. He can't swindle you out of your votes by waving gay marriage at you. He can't swindle you out of your votes with the semblance of a peace process. And he knows he can't swindle you out of your vote by telling you that the Gulf oil disaster is over, because you all know better. And so the only thing that will save him or his party is massive vote fraud, because Obama knows that if he leads his party to major defeat in November, he may not get the nomination in 2012. The Democratic Party may say, look, we can't go with him. He's a one-term president. We can't run him again, because he's going to lose, even against Sarah Palin. We already know Hillary Clinton is drooling for that nomination in 2012. She thinks she's going to get it. She's already running test ads and focus groups to try and determine the best way to get in there. We may actually see 2012 as the year of the women, where we've got Hillary Clinton on one side and Sarah Palin on the other. Oh, boy, what a choice we'd have to make then. To illustrate this issue of voter fraud, hackers injected the University of Michigan's fight song onto the electronic voting system during the District of Columbia's internet voting scheme test. They're trying to make a voting system that will work online. Personally, I see it as another means to obfuscate the vote fraud. But they're trying to do it where you can basically log into a web page and you can vote, and they promise us it'll be just as secure as those Diebold machines. And hackers got in and put in the University of Michigan fight song to basically illustrate that all of these systems really are vulnerable to fraud and manipulation, possibly intentionally. And I say that because Diebold makes automated teller machines for the banks of America that don't lose a penny from one end of this country to the other. They have internal audit trails. They have all these checks and balances. They are secure, reliable, and trustworthy. And yet this same company made a voting machine with no less than 12 different vectors into it by which you could commit massive vote fraud. I love this video that Bev Harris did over at blackboxvoting.org, where she actually trained a monkey to change the voting results on one of those electronic voting machines. I mean, that's how wide open it is. Vote fraud is rampant here. We have no way of knowing that this government actually is the legal government of this land. They can't prove the election. All the new electronic voting systems do not have an audit trail. There is no way to actually prove how the election really went. We're going to go to the phones. We've got John in Minnesota. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I was wondering if you got to see any of that Thomas P.M. Barnett lecture at all yet?
I put it up there on whatreallyhappened.com just this morning.
Oh, did you get to look at any of it?
I looked at part of it. I kind of ran out of time there, but, you know, basically, you know, they're talking about domination of the Mideast and the same kind of, yeah, it's, you know, we're going to go out, we conquer the world. That's the new theme song.
Yeah, and if you look up or Google image search for the actual map itself, they've got this whole area mapped out. It's called the boundary of the non-integrating gap. And it's this area of nations that basically won't globalize, that won't integrate into the globalist agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And on the map itself, it actually kind of says that, you know, we've noticed this pattern that we're actually, the places we're going into are these places that aren't globalized, you know. But the thing is they're actually waging war on these nations that won't integrate into the globalist agenda.
That's exactly right. And they want to conquer the world and impose this reserve system of banking system on the entire world to basically lock us all in permanent slavery to this debt. And
exactly. Yeah. And one other point about it is this. This is all pre-planned. I mean, this agenda of these places that we got to go into to, quote-unquote, shrink the gap, and this is planned way in advance. And it's like when you like look at Israel and you get so mad at Israel, I'm thinking that, yeah, sure, it's fine to be mad at Israel, but the thing is it's our country that's agreeing to do this. It's like this is the agenda.
We're the enablers. We're the enablers. But again, and I want to go back to the attack on the aid flotilla in the Mediterranean, Israel acts like they're the ones who are going to be in charge of the new world globalist order, because from Israel's point of view, it's their Mediterranean.
Okay.
And that's why they felt it was perfectly okay for them to go out and grab these ships and shoot up these people. And I think Israel was actually taken by surprise by the reaction of the world, where we said, look, you can commit these atrocities within your own borders, but once you're in the international waters, there's a whole different set of rules. And Israel said, you're kidding, right? And just looking at... Go ahead.
You think it's kind of like a power struggle, and maybe Israel is thinking that they're going to be in charge of it, and maybe a bunch of other nations do too. It seems like everything that I see about this new world order, everybody's trying to claim ownership over it or grab the reins of it.
I'm not seeing anybody grab ownership over it. Most of the governments of the world are still trying to deny that there's a globalist agenda. But I mean, again, look at Israel versus the other nations. The IAEA conference, a function of the United Nations, is a perfect example. All the other nations that have nuclear technology have to sign the Non-Proliferation Treaty. All these other nations have to have inspections. Israel, which we know has nuclear weapons, was caught trying to sell them to South Africa, is exempt. That alone tells you right there that Israel is on top of this whole system. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And, you know, just to sort of follow up on what I was talking about with John, if you want to know who is behind this push for a global new world order, look at who already acts like they're in charge of the whole world, that they can do anything they want, and the mechanism of international law cannot touch them, that they are above the ordinary concerns of nations such as treaties. When Israel was allowed to join the United Nations, it was with conditions. Israel's the only nation whose membership at the United Nations was based on conditions, including a Palestinian right of return and compensation for properties taken, neither of which Israel ever complied with, and yet the United Nations won't kick them out. So you don't need to go looking for Illuminati or Bilderberger or any of these little mythical little spook groups out there, and I know they're out there, but if you want to look at who's really behind the global new world order, look who acts like it already exists, and they own it. And again, there is no more clear indicator of that than the recent International Atomic Energy Agency conference, in which all the other nuclear nations of the world are required to sign the Non-Proliferation Treaty and submit to inspections, but not Israel. And Barack Obama, the president of the United States, went to bat for Israel, for his masters in Tel Aviv, to say, oh, no, you can't put a, you can't make a big deal about Israel's nuclear weapons. It'll threaten the semblance of the peace process. So if Israel is calling the shots over the United States of America, we can presume that they're doing the same for many other countries as well. And it may be, looking at this Pentagon map, that the nations that are all ganged up under this so-called globalist agenda are the ones that are already compromised. And the ones that we're invading are the ones that refuse to allow themselves to be told what to do by Tel Aviv. And that may be what we're seeing right in front of us. Like I said, don't get pulled off on any side trails. Look at the country that already behaves as if they're in charge of the whole world. Israel apparently really thought that they could attack foreign nationals and foreign flagged ships in international waters and nothing was going to happen. Because in their mind, it's their Mediterranean. It's their ocean. They can do whatever they want, whenever they want. And had there not been an internet and a blogosphere, they probably would have gotten away with it, too. All right, turning back down here to home. And again, now that Obama has written this letter to Netanyahu, in which he talks about the semblance of the peace process, we need to go back and look at the other area where Obama said we really shouldn't cause trouble because it'll threaten the peace process. And that, of course, was the recent United Nations Human Rights Council report on Israel's attack on the aid flotilla. Now, the United Nations called it a brutal violation of international law. Not just violation, brutal. That was their word. They confirmed what we already knew, that 19-year-old Furkan Doğan from New York, born in New York, carrying a U.S. passport, American citizen. There's less doubt about his American citizenship than there is about the president's. He was shot by the Israelis because he was holding a camcorder, and then while lying on the deck, helpless, was shot point blank in the face, killing him. Now that's a U.S. citizen, and Obama's oath of office is that he's supposed to be protecting America and Americans, and he did nothing for the sake of the peace process, which we now know Obama knew was a hoax all along. Obama sold out all those Americans who were captured and the one who was killed for the sake of appearances for the election. That is the measure of the man. And you need to share that with everybody that you know going into this election, because he is the leader of the Democratic Party. He's the leader of the entire government. And Rivera's rule of hierarchies is that every organized structure inherits the manners and morals of those at the top. We have a president of the United States who doesn't care about the United States. He's off taking care of Middle East and Israel and all the rest of it. And if Americans are getting killed in international waters, could care less. Americans getting killed on the border with Mexico, could care less. Doesn't suit his agenda. Doesn't produce a semblance of something good for the election. Therefore, it's simply not important. And that's the measure of the man. And the structure underneath him will inherit those same attitudes. It's inevitable. That's how hierarchies work. All right, we're going to go to the phones. Leo in Massachusetts. Aloha, Leo. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. Small my correction here. I think you've neglected to include India and Pakistan and the NPT, non-NPT members.
Let's see. Yeah, I'm not sure about that, whether they've signed or not. I know that they supposedly have nuclear weapons. I'll have to look into that. But the bottom line is that Israel has been requested by the United States and by the United Nations to sign the Non-Proliferation Treaty and to submit to inspections, primarily because it is actually illegal under U.S. law for the U.S. government to send our tax dollars to Israel as long as they have nuclear weapons and do not sign the NNPT. That's under the Symington Amendment and the Glenn Act. So, and I don't see India and Pakistan as necessarily being a threat to us, with one possible exception. I'll talk about that when we come back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Our skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I do want to talk about Pakistan a little bit right now because the situation there is deteriorating rapidly. Now, the people of Pakistan absolutely do not want the United States in their country any longer. We've been going in there with these robotic drones, which we now know had faulty stolen software that could mistarget by as much as 40 feet, which in an urban environment, that's the house next door. And a lot of innocent people were being killed. And the Pakistani people are starting to fight back, and they're attacking the NATO convoys running through their territory into Afghanistan. The government has officially closed the road now because of the upset from the people. Now, the U.S. government may see this as an opportunity to sort of officially declare war on Pakistan, but as Leo was pointing out, Pakistan is thought to have nuclear weapons and medium-range missiles with which to develop them. So if there's going to be a new war in Pakistan, the U.S. is going to have to move decisively to counter those nuclear weapons with some kind of a shock and awe campaign. Frankly, if I were the government of Pakistan, I'd have those missiles loaded and on tractor trailers and just driving all over the country, hiding in tunnels to basically conceal where they are as a deterrent. But the situation is that with Pakistan now cutting off support for Afghanistan, it's going to make the situation in Afghanistan much more difficult. The wars are not going well. Obama has the semblance that the wars are going well for the election, but they're not going well at all. They really, really are not here. Okay, now we're still following up here on these FBI raids on peace activists and website owners around the country. And it's had a quite a strong backlash because people are basically harking back to the history of COINTELPRO and various other repressive practices of the FBI in times past, which largely went unreported because there was no alternative media and there was no internet back then. But people understand that these things were in fact happening. Now we're starting to find that the FBI, you know, the Supreme Court said that because a driveway is not considered part of your private space, that the FBI can come on your property and they can put a tracking device on your car without your knowledge. And peace activists are starting to find them. Apparently it's not the little tiny black box with a blinking red LED like you see in the movies. These are actually rather large devices, mostly because of the battery packs. And there is a headline story at whatreallyhappened.com. Want to know if the FBI is tracking you? Look for one of these, and it has pictures of what these gizmos look like. And there is a box with a couple of antennas on it, one for the GPS and one for the cellular phone system, which is how the information gets back to the FBI. And the other is this very, very long battery pack, because obviously this unit has to operate for a long periods of time without a recharge. And so basically people are starting to find these things stuck with magnets or whatever to the underside of their vehicles, and they're starting to find them. So if you find one, you know, move it over to a city bus or something. That'll keep them guessing for a while. All righty, moving right along here. There is a big push right now in our country for the so-called prison industries, and the rationale is, well, we have all these criminals in here, and they should make reparations to their victims and to society as a whole by working in these little prison factory shops to make whatever. We all know the old cliche about making license plates and things like that, and we all know that when Janet Reno was heading the Department of Justice, she had a plaque on the wall basically bragging that all the furniture in the office was made by federal prison inmates, as in most of the federal government furniture. And a lot of people say this as, well, it's kind of just because they're criminals and they owe debt to society, and so forth and so on. But it's not as clear-cut a situation as you might think, for a couple of reasons. One, if you have a government that is able to turn a profit on prisoners, then they have a financial motivation to come up with more laws for people to break in order to recruit more, you'll pardon the expression, employees into these prison factories. Now, the factories themselves are being run by private corporations, but the profits are split with the government. And so all of a sudden, the government now has a motive to come up with more laws to arrest more people, to put more people in jail, because they're going to get more money out of it, especially if they can be arresting people who are already unemployed and on social welfare and turn them from losses to profit centers. And I use that specifically because we've all heard the old slang about liquidating somebody as a synonym for assassination, and it came out of the old Soviet Union. And the reason was because that assassination, the liquidation, was a financial move. That one of the reasons Stalin was killing so many people is that he would kill people who were costing the state money, then seize their acetates and liquidate them and confiscate the money for the government. Hence the term liquidation came to mean assassinating somebody in order to loot their wealth. That's where the term comes from. So now we have a government that has a financial motive to put more people in prison because of these prison factories generating revenues. And, you know, we're going to see the return to debtor's prison laws, where if you're in debt, they'll throw you in jail and say you get to work it off at below minimum wage, which is really what they're paying these prisoners. They're not considered citizens that are protected by normal American labor laws. So they're paid considerably less, which makes the profitability go up. And I know a lot of people are going to say, well, they're criminals and so forth. And so, well, some of them are in there for smoking a marijuana cigarette. And slave labor, I think, is a little bit of a cruel and unusual punishment for smoking a marijuana cigarette. But more to the point, as these prison industries come to the fore, and China's already been doing it. It's one of the reasons they're able to undercut American manufacturers. Now the U.S. government wants to bring the same system here into existence. And what this means is that private sector businesses, the mom and pop shop, you know, down there in downtown that's making furniture or making office supplies or whatever, they're going to go out of business because they cannot economically compete with these prison sweatshops. So it sounds like a really good idea, yes, let the prisoners work off their debts to society and everything, but in the long run, it's going to cause much more economic harm than good. Because, again, the government has a motive to come up with more laws for people to break, to be able to throw them into these prison factories and make money off of them. And it's going to drive the private sector further and further out of business. And our private sector is already under assault. The laws that said move the jobs to other countries, the private sector is just in an absolute disaster right now here in the United States of America. And again, it's one of those things that could be reversed to improve the economy, and it's not being done. Obama's worried about a semblance of a good economy. We're going to keep the Dow Jones soaring between now and November 4th because everybody's been brainwashed to think that if the Dow goes up 200 points, then the economy must be doing great. And we just don't see all the homeless people walking around our streets. We don't see all the shuttered storefronts and empty, unused retail spaces and the closed, rusting factories right before our very eyes. We don't see the roads going back to gravel. We don't see the flood control that doesn't work. We don't see the infrastructure that doesn't service us properly. We don't see any of that because we have been brainwashed to think if the Dow is up, then everything must be okay. And we go back to watching our TV and thinking, yeah, okay, great. The present government has a semblance of doing things okay, so I'm going to have a semblance of voting the incumbents back in this next November. All righty. Now, over in Great Britain, the Ministry of Defense is dealing with a little bit of a scandal. Basically, there are lawyers and human rights organizations that are trying to find out what's been going on in Afghanistan in terms of actions that could be considered war crimes. And now the Ministry of Defense in Great Britain is saying basically that all electronic records of the soldiers' day-to-day activities in Afghanistan are erased from the computers on a routine basis. In other words, the records are not being kept as to what people are doing. In the old days of paper reports, those reports stayed around. Now the reports are filled out, the reports go into a computer, the computers erase them after a while, and there's no record of what's going on in the war zone. Okay. All righty. Now, getting on back here, by the way, phone lines are still open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Dan is now in the control room, and we have a caller on the line, John in Wisconsin.
Yes, I just left a message with Dan to pass along to John Stadtmuller that I think you are an absolute breath of fresh truth in my ears, and I'm wondering, do you have on your website or your website, I guess is what you call it, a list of links to other people that have the same or a like message to yours? Because I want to become aware of more people that are saying what you're saying.
Well, we don't have a comprehensive link share list at this time. We did, but it was changing so fast it was kind of hard to maintain. But basically, if you go to our main page, most of those links do go to other people's websites that are worth exploring once you have read the initial story. For example, Gilad Osman's website. We've got a link there going to his interview with Robert Wyatt and talking about this jazz festival to build awareness for the Palestinian situation that they're doing. Once you read that, if you continue to visit around his website, you'll find a lot of other good stuff. We routinely link to Desert Peace over in Jerusalem, and there are a lot of good articles on that. So we don't really have a specific list of links to other websites, but basically if you come to our website as a jumping-off point, you're going to be introduced to a lot of other websites as well. We do a lot of linking to other people's work with, you know, usually with their permission. They send the stuff in and say, here, you want to link to this. And so you can basically find your way from there.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a good
Thanks
day.
An awful. All right. Good day. Thanks an awful lot. All righty. Well, speaking of Gilad Osman, basically he and a bunch of other musicians are getting ready to do this jazz festival as a fundraiser and also to call the world's attention to what is going on in Palestine to counter a lot of the bought and paid for propaganda that you're going to be getting from the prostitutes in the American corporate media. And if you like good music, and he's a good musician, he's a very, very good musician, you know, this festival is something that you may want to look at getting involved in, or afterwards buying the CD and basically paying attention to that. All right, just looking at some of the headlines that members are posting up at our story here today. As you know, we've got this weird dichotomy going on where Rick Sanchez over at CNN was fired for a comment in which he said the Jews were controlling CNN, and whereupon the Jews controlling CNN fired him for that. At the same time, we have writers like Joel Stein, who has penned numerous articles basically saying, yeah, of course the Jews run Hollywood, and it's a good thing, and it's no big deal, and, you know, we're special, and we're great, and we should be doing, and nobody chastises him. And this very, very obvious double standard that Joel Stein or Ben Stein or anybody else can say, yeah, we're in charge of it all, but if anybody else says it, they're going to lose their jobs. And we have seen this pogrom going on now, this purging, if you will, Stalinist-type purge of the media and academia of anybody who's critical of Israel. And it's just, it's in full sight where everybody can see it. Anybody who doesn't agree with the agenda is going to get crushed down. Latest example over at Israel's Bar Ilan University, they just basically denied tenure to a philosophy professor, Ariella Azoulay, basically in effect sacking her because she wrote comments that were critical of Israel's policies in Palestine. Now, a lot of people like to say that Israel is the only democracy in the Middle East, but a cornerstone of what we hold to be democracy is freedom of speech and expression and ideas. And the reason we have a First Amendment in this country is to protect political speech. The First Amendment is not about art, and it's not about exotic dancers, and it's not about music lyrics. It's about political speech, that we have a right. As a democratic nation, we are a republic with a democratically elected government, but we have a right to stand up and say the government is acting incorrectly. And this philosophy professor should have the same right in Israel to stand up and say the government is behaving incorrectly. But we're seeing in this country and in Israel, there's this pogrom taking place, if you will, where if you speak out, you know, you are subject to all kinds of punishments. Now, another story has surfaced. We've talked about this before. And it relates to 9/11. And actually, we've got two calls. Let's go to Nils in Sweden. Aloha, Nils. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Aloha.
Yeah. Are hello. Yes, I was just wondering when you ever gonna get the Saturday show.
Well, I'll tell you, it's something that's kind of up in the air right now. At the moment, my workload is such that I really can't consider a Saturday show. And as you know, we don't make any money doing radio, but if we were to find some sponsors to help defray the costs of all the stuff that's going on here, I might consider a Saturday show or maybe even a longer weekday show. But at the moment right now, we're struggling just to stay afloat. And, you know, I need the Saturday to go out and work at other things that I can make some money on. So hopefully we'll have one in the future, but right now there's no definite plans, and I'm sorry. I know a lot of people want that Saturday show again, but just can't do it right now.
That's a pity, but good luck.
All right, thank you very much, and I appreciate the call. We're going to go to John in New York. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm hanging in there, you know.
Right, that's all we can do, Mike. Listen, I appreciate your show, and I just was listening to your caller, and there are some great websites, and, you know, IamTheWitness.com is one that's really excellent. Daryl Bradford Smith really talked about the Zionist control.
He and I don't always see eye to eye on a lot of things, but go ahead.
Okay, well, basically, you know, they talk about the triangle between New York, Tel Aviv, and Moscow, you know, about the Bolshevik you know, connection. And, you know, if you don't know the real architects behind World War One, behind World War Two, then you have no idea who the real architects are behind World War Three. And I love your website. It's a great source of information. You really do a lot of exposing of that criminal cabal. What don't you see eye to eye on I Am the Witness?
Well, Daryl and I used to be friends, and then we kind of parted ways, and, you know, I'm actually having trouble remembering what it was over, except that I know that one of the associates he has on his website is one of those people who think the Apollo moon landings were faked, and obviously I disagree with him on that, and it got rather acrimonious to the point where we just kind of drifted apart. And,
gotcha,
you know,
gotcha. But listen, there's so many great resources out there. You are one of them, and there are many people that are trying to tell the truth. Truthtellers.org is another good one.
That's another, yeah.
Ted Pike. Hey, a quick question. What happened to David Duke? Why was he taken down off of YouTube? Obviously, that's controlled by the Zionists as well.
Well, that's what the Zionists are saying. It had something to do with the Jewish Internet Defense Force. It's kind of backfired on them, and when we come back from these commercials, I'll explain why.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
Okay. Okay, welcome back to the show here. Last segment of the show today, and we're talking about the David Duke situation. Now, David Duke, very long, colorful career, been a legislator, started out as head of the Ku Klux Klan, a lot of strong opinions about him, very controversial, and I'm going to start off by saying I don't agree with everything he's got to say, but some of what he's got to say makes a lot of sense, and he's very articulate, very educated. He researches everything that he puts out there, and he's put out a lot of good work, things that people really ought to know about. And, you know, there's a lot of kill the messenger going out there, he's a racist, and he does, and so forth and so on. Now, there's this group out there called the Jewish Internet Defense Force. And it's basically a group of pro-Israel hackers. And they're openly saying, we're out here to destroy websites and people that don't like and support Israel. I mean, it's basically saying, yeah, we're out here to mess around with you. And there's a lot of arrogance going on there. They brag about it. Yes, we're here to make sure that you don't see anything we don't want you to see. And they're celebrating, starting about almost a week ago, they succeeded in flooding YouTube with enough complaints where David Duke's channel was deleted along with all of his videos. And the Jewish Internet Defense Force, they're crowing and bragging about it. Look what we did. See, we're in charge of YouTube now. And it's had a little bit of a backlash because David Duke does have a lot of supporters. He did win his election, after all. And the supporters are re-pouring his videos back onto YouTube. And they're not going into any one channel, which makes it a little bit harder for the Jewish Internet Defense Force to shut them down. And because of the brouhaha all across the blogosphere about, you know, the Jewish Internet Defense Force going to such lengths to silence David Duke, more people are now looking at those videos than used to. It's kind of the band in Boston effect. Okay, oh, well, we heard all these bad things about David Duke. I'm not going to look at his videos. Oh, well, the Jewish Internet Defense Force got them taken down. Really? But they're back up. Well, maybe I'd better take a look at what's going on here. And so the a lot of people are viewing these videos. YouTube is dicking with the numbers, as they tend to do with videos that support causes the YouTube owners do not support. But in the long run, I think it kind of blew back in their face that every time you see the Jewish Internet Defense Force coming out attacking people or groups or anybody, that it's actually going to focus more attention on what's going on. And so, and like I said, I don't agree with everything that David Duke has to say. But some of the videos he's put together, like the history of slavery, are worth looking at. Because we already know that we live in a nation where the government and the schools and the media lie to us about pretty much everything. Prudence demands that we go back and look at what we think is history with objective, fresh eyes, aware of the possibility that a lot of what we've been taught in school is a load of bovine excrement. You know, we live in an age of lies. Truth is such a valuable commodity, the government economizes it. And one of the other messages from that video on the secret of Oz is that we are being ruled by fraud, hoax, and deception. And I, for one, will not be ruled by lies, fraud, and deception. I do not give my consent to be ruled by lies, fraud, and deception. I withdraw my consent to be ruled by a government that rules by lies, fraud, and deception. All right, that's it for our show today. We're going to head on out of here. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 o'clock Central time, here on RBN. Aloha.